Zoho Show is the presentation application within the Zoho suite. If you're used to PowerPoint, you'll find lots that's familiar within Zoho Show. The menu system is very similar, the menu is very similar. The tools and features that you get within PowerPoint, many of them are also available within Zoho. So for example, you start off with a blank slide. First thing you might want to do is to change the design and layout of that slide. You can apply themes or just to a single slide. You can have styles. You can set up the dimensions of the slide. You can change the fonts that are used universally. When you start to add different elements to the slides, they're very similar to the kinds of things you would do within PowerPoint. So you've got lots of different drawing tools, so lines and shapes and so forth. Call out quite important. You can insert images, but this is where I suppose you start to see the advantage of having an online tool. You can add images directly from your computer, so you can upload them and then they get stored in your image library, of which of course you've got a limited size, don't forget that. However, you can bring in images directly from other places, so you can bring in an Flickr account if you've got them. You can search for images, again, through Picasa, Flickr or Google, though do be aware that, of course, you may not be getting Creative Commons licensed images if you do it that way. As you'd expect, so add text. You can add footers and slide numbers and dates and all that kind of thing, but you can add gadgets too. So if there are sites that you use, that Zoho permits this is, that provide widgets, then they can be inserted into your presentation too. And that might be really useful. Yeah. Animations, and they can be animations of the objects or transitions of the slides. Not quite as fully featured as PowerPoint, but then animations and transitions are often overused and detract from the message that you're trying to convey. So limiting that is no bad thing in my book. You also got the capability to be able to how you want them, timings and that kind of thing. But the wonderful thing about it being on the web is, of course, you can share it only with other Zoho users, so you are in a sense. And then when finished, of course, you can publish it to the web. Once again, that can be published either as a link if you want to share it with other people, or you get an embed code and you can embed it elsewhere on the web, perhaps into your school website or into your virtual learning environment or learning management system. Wonderfully, you can also import PowerPoint presentations and other different formats of presentations too, including PDFs even. So that might be a really useful thing to be able to do.